My name is Joanne McNally, and I'm a resident of Searsport. I'm going to speak on road issues as they affect property values. I understand Searsport does not have the responsibility for Route 1, but the Planning Board cannot ignore the impact of road issues resulting from any project on business and the resulting property values. It is all connected, and Route 1 is an integral part of the system. The Searsport U.S. Route 1 Savage Road to Station Avenue crash analysis performed by the Maine Department of Transportation in 2010 reported that we have almost twice the chances of being in a road accident in our town than the state average. Moreover, the crash and resulting injuries have increased in the past 3 years. There is a genuine traffic safety issue that must be addressed before we can begin to think about developing MAC Point with a project that encompasses more hazardous fuel transport along our main street. The Federal Highway Information Studies analyzed critical crash types and roadway characteristics. Among other things, they found that truck drivers were more likely to be at fault in rear-end crashes, turning crashes, and side swipes. Rear-end and side swipe accidents accounted for more than 50% of the crashes reported in the Searsport study. Other studies show that simple size and weight of tanker trucks lead to many of the accidents that no amount of truck driver training can avoid. And statistically, if someone's going to be killed or injured, it will be the passengers in the car. Route 1 is the local road for many of our residents and businesses and their customers. Route 1 is not engineered to be an industrial corridor. The road needs to be upgraded if truck traffic is increased. U.S. Congressman Mishu is on record as saying, quote, "This part of Route 1, which was originally constructed in 1945, has been neglected for too long and is in need of significant repairs." Coming back to the road hazards, a simple internet search shows dozens of accidents that have occurred with tanker trucks on U.S. roads every year. A common thread in all of the accidents is that citizens are evacuated for hours or days, electricity can be shut off to the area, roads are rerouted from 4 to 24 hours, and repairs can go on for months or years. The local residents will have no choice but to adjust when accidents happen. But the tourists, who are a very important part of our economy, have a choice to go someplace else. I'd like to finish by reporting on three recent accidents and their impacts. In June 2012, on Mount Desert Island in Maine, an accident between a small pickup truck and a Down East transportation bus called a six-hour road closure. Their only option was to vent the propane. Initially, they allowed cars to drive around the accident, but then that was stopped as an emergency worker reported that any slight spark could cause a dangerous explosion. In February 2012, in Bennington, Maine, a tractor trailer and a Weber Energy Fuels propane tank collided, causing a 12-hour road closure and a 15 to 24-hour power outage. In Hoosick, New York, a tanker truck full of propane rolled over. The road was closed 24 to 36 hours, and there was a 5-mile no-fly zone implemented. 100 homes and businesses were evacuated. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joanne.